We are thrilled to have with us today in the White Pine Studio, Wisconsin's own Chris Crozy. Thanks so much for making the trip from your farm near Barron today, Chris. We'll get a chance to have you play for us in a little bit, but first, the floor is yours. Give us your website, which lists your current tour dates, if you could.
Yeah, chriscrozymusic.com. That's about everything you need to find about me is on there, I think.
See, you just played in Wausau and Tomahawk. Chris, where are you going to be playing next for us?
Boy, I'd have to look at my schedule, honestly, to tell you. But I know in July I'll be here for Hodag.
Hodag, yeah. 1 o'clock on the...
1 o'clock, it sounds like, you know, the point where everybody's still trying to crawl out of bed from Friday night, come out, and hopefully I can wake some people up.
Get their first cold beer.
Yeah.
So what are you going to play for us first?
Boy, I don't know. I don't know. I suppose I could start out with the first song I ever recorded. That'd be good. This was a little backstory with this one. I started playing in the bars over by home, like Barron, Chautauqua area, Cumberland, and all that. When I was... My first bar show I ever played was at the VFW in Barron, and that was when I was 13 years old. And
you and kid Johnny Lang.
Yeah. Oh, Johnny Lang was so good. I played then, you know, and then it wasn't a lot at that age, but I mean, by the time I was 15, I was playing every weekend in the bars. And got to the point through high school, played all those weekends. I went to college for a couple of years for audio production and engineering, and I was making just enough money playing every weekend to pay my rent and, you know, stay ahead on that. And then I graduated from college, and those student loans were going to kick in. And that was in 2011, and I was going to have to come up with, like, I don't know if it was like $800 or $900 a month for these student loans. I was like, man, I don't know how I'm going to do that. So I went and got a job doing concrete. And then I was playing music on the weekends. And then it kind of got to the point where I couldn't do both anymore because I was getting a lot of offers for, you know, like Wednesday night shows, you know. And turned out those Wednesday night shows paid me more than Monday through Friday doing concrete. So I decided, well, it's time to go full-time. And so I bought one of those big paper calendars and just started cold calling. I would Google Live Music Wisconsin, and I would call every single bar that came up online.
So it was before you even had an agent.
Oh, I didn't have anything. It was just me. And I mean, I would do that every day. And within about a three-week period, I had every date possible full for the next year. And I completely stretched myself out, and I got to the point where I was doing anywhere from 250 to 275 nights a year. And
sounds like B.B. King.
I did that for a lot of years. And in 2014, I got a call from a producer down in Nashville asking me to come down and record a single, which was like a dream come true. You know, I like to tell people how small my world was growing up. We were talking about it off the air earlier, but my parents bought a chunk of woods, built a house in the middle of it. And that's what I grew up with. We had a radio, but not a lot came in. But there was one station that came in good, and it was 96.1 out of Rice Lake.
Oh, yeah.
And my world was so small, I thought, when I was hearing Alan Jackson on the radio, I thought Alan Jackson was in Rice Lake, like playing like I am here, you know? Like, I thought that's how it worked. But I learned later that everything happens in Nashville for country music anyway. And so I was like, well, that's where I got to go, is Nashville. So that had been a dream of mine since I was a little kid. So I get that call in 2014, which was super exciting and like a dream come true. But then it was like a dream crusher when I found out how much money it cost to go to Nashville and record a single. And I didn't have any money. And I called my dad, and he's like, well, I don't have that kind of money either. But he called a buddy of his who ran the VFW bar in Barron, which I'd played at for years. And they gave us the bar for an afternoon. And the front page paper, you know, the Barron paper put it on the front page. And they had a potluck and a meat raffle and all those small town things. And we played music all day and raised every penny I needed to go to Nashville and record that song, which was super cool. And then, you know, I recorded it, get back, and I'm like, okay, I've got this song. Now what do I do with it? So we put it out, Spotify and all that, and try to send it to radio stations. And you know how that goes. I mean, I think a good way to put it in perspective for people is, like, I put out a song now, even with the little bit of success I've had, people are like, man, how come it's not on the radio all the time? And I said, well, you have to understand that every Friday is when music gets released, at least for country. So we put songs out on Fridays. Every Friday, there's 100,000 new country songs. So 100,000 songs a week are coming out right now. And so, I mean, it's a tough game to get into radio. But anyway, so 6 months after I recorded this song, I'm driving through Ice Lake and I hear the DJ say, here's our hometown boy, Chris Cruzy, with his first single. And I thought, holy crap, they're going to play it on the radio. So anyway, I don't know. This is a special song for me. It's the first time I got to go to Nashville and the first time I got to hear myself sing on the radio. So
cool.
Here we go. It's called Four Letter Words. Oh, yeah. Not the bad ones, though, you know?
Yeah.
All right.
When I was younger, my daddy used to tell me to watch my mouth. But when you're raising Cain, you can't help the way some words come out. I had some four-letter gems that got me into a world of hurt. But when I got older, I figured out there's some four-letter words you can't live without. I'm talking about home, where the dirt road ends, you can lay down your head. I'm talking about life, when it shines so bright, a dream begins. I'm talking about love, when you meet someone who becomes your whole world. Some of the prettiest things I've ever heard are four-letter words. I've seen beautiful sunsets out on the West Coast. Felt the smoky mountain rain come down on me nice and slow. I have walked through the valley where the sky turned black. But I got through because I knew these four-letter words would lead me back. I'm talking about home, where the dirt road ends, you can lay down your head. Talking about life, when it shines so bright, a dream begins. I'm talking about love, when you meet someone who becomes your whole world. Some of the prettiest things I've ever heard are four-letter words. When I'm lost and wounded, I run so far. In home, where the dirt road ends, you can lay down your head. In life, when it shines so bright, a dream begins. I'm talking about love, when you meet someone who becomes your whole world. Some of the prettiest things I've ever heard.
All right.
Usually country doesn't get me emotional.
No? Yeah. But,
wow.
Yeah, it's a good song. Yeah. I like that one.
Just to jump around. 2018, you were runner-up on The Voice.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yeah.
So what did that do to your musical career?
Well, it went from, I mean, what a lot of people don't know, like, I don't know if, I think I've talked about it on stage probably, but prior to going on The Voice, you know, I'd been, that's 2018, so I started playing, you know, I was playing 250, 275 nights a year from 2011 to 2018. Like, that's, I mean, it got to the point where it was just, honestly, I didn't really know if I wanted to keep doing it. So I was kind of looking for other avenues to start making a living.
Going back to concrete?
Yeah. So, I mean, honestly, something had to change because what I was doing wasn't working. And so that was like, I mean, a game changer for me. And my initial reaction, so I never really auditioned for the show. So I'd been putting videos online and just kind of, they reached out to me to come out there and be a part of the blind auditions, and which was crazy. My initial reaction, though, was like, well, no, I can't do that because I've got a wife and two kids at home. And I make probably, at that time, probably 75% of our annual income in 3 months, which was June, July, and August.
Sure.
You know? I mean, but our money for the entire year got made in 3 months. And just to go out and be a part of the blind auditions, I had to cancel May through July.
Oh.
Just to be a part of the blind auditions. I had to be out in L.A. So I had to, I didn't have to, it was like end of May. I had to fly out there. I think I got out there June 3rd. But then we had so much like pre-prep work. We had to do these little mock interviews and stuff. There was all this extra stuff ahead of time that they never used. So that was always
nice. Great.
But I flew out there June 3rd. So that's the schedule, June 3rd. And then the blind auditions were like June 29th or 30th. So you're out there for almost a month. And the scary part was it's a huge risk because I'm canceling, you know, a third of my annual income to go do this. And like, we didn't have money stacked up. Like I needed to work to make pay bills and whatnot. And so, but the scariest part was there's 140 some people, maybe 145 people out there for the blind auditions.
No.
And I started looking at it in my head and I'm like, wait, there's only 48 spots on teams. So, I mean, and it depends on when you get called to do your blind audition. It's like a lottery system. They just randomly pull a name. And so, I mean, if you're late in it, the teams could be full before you ever get it. You might not even get a chance.
Gotcha.
And so I was like, man, and when I did go, when I finally got to do my blind auditions, there was two spots left. And Blake had one spot and Jennifer Hudson had one spot. And they don't show it on TV, but Adam Levine and Kelly Clarkson were both like hitting their buttons, but their teams were full. And so, but that was, it was so scary. So I wasn't going to do it because of that, because you might not even get a shot. And you know, to cancel all that is a huge risk. And so I had a little bit of time. I booked as many shows as I possibly could that spring leading up to it and saved as much money as I could. And we were able to squeak by the skin of our teeth, you know? But yeah, it was due to that. And then a bunch of family, you know, was like, you got to go try, you know? So it was, then I just kept making it through these rounds. You know, the first couple of rounds were nothing to do with people supporting or anything. It was basically just the coaches, whatever their judgment was on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I just kept going and going. Every week it was like, holy crap, I keep making it through. Actually, we got into like the live shows when it was like audience voting, and one of the top dog producers from NBC came to me on the set of the show and showed me a map of the ratings in Wisconsin and said, what are you doing? Because we've never had a ratings spike like this ever.
Oh.
I mean, the whole state of Wisconsin was just lit up. Yeah, it was amazing. He's like, well, whatever you're doing, keep it up because this is... So I don't... And there's a lot of speculation. You know, there's in the fine print of The Voice, it's like the voting is... They have the right to make executive decisions not based on voting if they want to. You know, but I think...
Oh, they can veto the public.
Yeah, they can do what they want as producers.
You are in L.A., aren't you?
Yeah, but when it's an NBC show and the ratings are so high, that bodes in my favor. So to all the people that watched, thank you, because I think that's what kept me on there. I just, every week, I'd just keep sneaking through. And it was, you know, from the second I got out there, everyone's like, where are you from? Barron, Wisconsin. Where's that? I'm like, well, it's kind of middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And all these people are from Austin, Texas, and New York, and L.A., and Nashville. And I'm like, well, those big cities are going to be the ones that get behind it. But the benefit was in Nashville. You know how hard it is to make the news or anything in Nashville because there's so much going on? Where I'm from, it was
Barron
a big
County,
deal.
Yeah.
You know, in all these big cities, it wasn't. So, I mean, I'm thankful I was born and raised in a small town and stayed there.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, they all supported. It was crazy.
All right.
Sorry, I probably went on a little tangent there.
So, I think you take risks when you write songs.
Absolutely.
That most male artists in country western wouldn't get near.
Yeah.
Political suicide.
Yeah.
Your career. Like the song Tie a Knot.
Yeah.
Where in your life did that register with you? Because that is... And tell us about it, and maybe you can strum it.
I mean, yeah, I could play that one for sure. But that song was, I recorded that in June of 2020. You know, a few weeks after I watched my entire calendar get cleared out for the year.
COVID.
Yeah, COVID. And it's like, as a musician, I'm sure a lot of people had it a lot worse than I did. But as a musician, that, you know, one of the biggest misconceptions is once you're on TV, people think you're a millionaire. I can tell you firsthand, you're not. And, you know, you don't get paid for being on TV like that. I mean, we got paid at the end during the live shows, but I mean, it certainly didn't make up for missing 90 shows that I had booked.
Understood.
You know, it was, you know, so it wasn't like I'm just made of money. So COVID hit and I was like, man, I have to work. And so Tie and Odd is kind of that thing, you know, where you're stuck between a rock and a hard place. There's nothing you can do. These festivals aren't going to happen.
No.
But tying a knot is like, if you're at the end of that rope, you know, you're slipping off, then it'd be easier to hang on if you got a knot in it, right? So, I mean, you got to find a way. And for us, that was live streams. We generated a lot of income doing that. And then we got some corporate gigs on Zoom and whatnot. And then started putting together our own little outdoor venues and whatnot at places that necessarily weren't music venues, but we're like, hey, can we do a show here if it's outside, you know? And we made that happen. So it's just about adapting to the situation and not giving up.
As long as this world's been spinning, light's been fighting dark. Life's been handing out lemons. Love's been breaking hearts. Yeah, history repeats itself. So if you learn one thing from that, nobody's ever won nothing from raising that white flag. When you're rock bottom, give that devil hell. Got problems, ain't gonna hurt to ask for help. If your back's against the wall, swing with everything you got. If you're at the end of the road, tie a knot. We've all got monsters hanging round under our beds and out on the street. But when you're taking on crazy, show them how crazy you can be. Don't throw the towel, roll up your sleeves. When you're rock bottom, give that devil hell. If you've got problems, ain't gonna hurt to ask for help. If your back's against the wall, swing with everything you got. If you're at the end of the road, tie a knot. You're at the end of the line, low on hope, if you feel like letting go. At the end of the line, low on hope, if you feel like letting go. Tie a knot. When you're rock bottom, give that devil hell. If you've got problems, ain't gonna hurt to ask for help. If your back's against the wall, swing with everything you got. If you're at the
wonderful, wonderful.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's from the heart. I mean,
yeah.
Well, what's not from the heart that you...
What's that?
What's not from the heart that you play?
Right. Well,
I mean, even your covers, you know. You know, on The Voice, you did... I don't know what...
Yeah, no, it's all right.
What round it was.
Yep.
We did you know, Marcia Tucker, Can't You See?
Oh, yeah.
Which is a song that Randy and I like and we play, but... I'm done playing.
I've gotten to know Doug Gray really well since then.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, the singer. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I'm done.
Super nice guy.
I'm done playing Marcia Tucker.
Yeah.
So, did I miss anything?
I don't think so. No. I got to, Can't You See was a fun one. I got to sing that with Marcia Tucker Band. They were coming up to Turtle Lake, Wisconsin for a casino show. And I texted him and I said, hey, you're going to be like 20 minutes from my house. Right. He's like, well, are you going to come out to the show? And I'm like, I think I'm off that night. I think we might try and come. And he's like, well, we'll put you on the list. I'm like, no, I can buy a ticket. Like, that's fine. And he's like, no, we'll put you on the guest list as long as you come up and sing Can't You See with us. And I was like, absolutely. Yeah. So definitely a bucket list thing. I mean, one of the songs I grew up learning to play guitar to and get to go sing it with those guys.
Oh, yeah.
So crazy.
Yeah. And just, yeah. 28 miles down the road or something?
Yeah, not bad. You know? Yeah. Not bad at all.
I mean, I remember when that place was just a bingo parlor.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah.
So, you got time for one more?
Sure, absolutely. We do a couple more.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think here. I want to play that one I played for you guys right when I got here. That's a brand new song. I wrote that a couple weeks ago. With a guy named James Otto.
Set it up.
If you're familiar with James Otto.
I'm writing this stuff down.
James Otto, he had a big song maybe 10 years ago called Just Got Started Loving You. Big country song.
Yes.
Sit back
yes.
and let me hold you, darling yes. girl. I just got started loving you. That one. Yeah. And then he also, big songwriter, he wrote the song In Color for Jamie Johnson.
Really?
So, yeah. And so then he lets a Yahoo like me go to his house in Nashville and write songs with him. So, yeah. This is the one we just wrote. This is unreleased, so I don't know. I don't think I'm going to get in trouble, but this one's called It's Hard to Make a Life. So, here we go. And if I screw up the words, just pretend like I didn't. But the good news is no one knows it, so they won't know. Just gassing my truck, paying my rent, putting food on my table, the whole check's spent. Ain't nothing left, if there was, wouldn't have the time. I bust my ass to make a rich man richer, a blind man could see there's something wrong with this picture. Just waking up from this American dream to reality, it's hard these days. Baby needs new tires on her hand-me-down Chevy. Wallet's getting light and the world's getting heavy. Trade time for money, or money for time. Lord, I think I'm losing my mind. It's hard these days trying to earn a damn dollar. Nothing comes easy when you're born blue collar. Used to believe hard work pays. Man, they're making it tough these days. Just doing my best with it, and I've been giving hard to make a life when you're trying to make a living. Just pretend there's a big guitar solo right here. Hard these days trying to earn a damn dollar. Nothing comes easy when you're born blue collar. Used to believe hard work pays. Man, they're making it tough these days. Just doing my best with the hand I've been given. Hard to make a life when you're trying to make a living. Just doing my best with the hand I've been given. Hard to make a life when you're trying to make. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
So you're in demand with for duets with a lot of female artists, aren't you?
Yeah, they're a lot of fun.
Your voice blends so well. I mean, that tenor voice, which is so rare.
Yeah.
You know, not only just country, but you name it. And I'm sorry, but I don't classify you as a country.
No, I like all music.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say I'm probably more heavily influenced probably by classic rock than anything.
Okay. But, Yeah.
But I mean, the way I grew up and everything just resonates with country, what I write. So.
Sure.
Yeah.
But, Randy here said, you are perfect for the station because we don't, We don't, we're all over the map. You know, we don't play a lot of commercial stuff that you hear.
Yeah.
And I hope you're getting more and more commercial.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's hard to gauge what to do anymore because, I mean, there's so much streaming online and like, it's just, it's hard. I mean, how many people put the radio on in their vehicles anymore?
Good point.
I mean, there's still a lot of people that do, but there's a lot of people that aren't anymore. So, I mean, you kind of got to diversify and try to push everything.
Yeah.
So it's hard to measure it because.
Well, you don't fit the mold of, you know, like the, I mean, there's a lot of country western stations in this part of the state, and they play it safe.
Mm-hmm.
They play it safe, you know.
They play it safe by playing the same 15 songs in a row.
Well, there's that too. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, it's got to be two minutes 75, two and three quarter minutes to 3:15, and that's not you.
No.
That's not you.
No.
You know, so, calling Baton Rouge.
Oh, boy, I need a fiddle player for that one.
Okay, all right.
I can do one I just recorded. It's not, I didn't write it, it's a cover song, but I recorded it, and I'm going to put it out. It's got, the recording sounds so good. It's not mixed yet, but I had a buddy of mine named Kevin Post play pedal steel on it down in Nashville, and it's just turned out beautiful, yeah. So I'm excited about this one. It's actually an Aussie song, so, yeah.
Times have changed, times are strange. Here I come, but I ain't the same. Mama, I'm coming home. Times run by, it seems to be. You could have been a better friend to me. Mama, I'm coming home. Times have changed, times are strange. Here I come, but I ain't the same. Mama, I'm coming home. Times gone by, it seems to be. You could have been a better friend to me. Mama, I'm coming home.
Thank you.
Yeah. I don't get tired of that voice, man.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. That's such a good song, and I've never heard anyone cover it, really. So I figured, I don't know. I love that song.
Mm-hmm.
So figured, why not? Put some pedal steel on it and call it country.
Gotcha. Yeah, I love Sunday Landeth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who would you like to record with?
Oh, man. I mean, probably my favorite, one of my favorite guitar players and by far my favorite vocalist ever would probably be Vince Gill.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I mean, it would probably make my life if I could just, even if Vince Gill just came and did like a harmony track on a song I did, that'd be amazing. Yeah.
He is, like when he kind of went, then he raised his family, kind of went, you know, kind of left, left the scene. He came back and he's a different, he writes differently and he seems to play the guitar differently.
He's so good. Yeah. And now, you know, he's in the Eagles. So, I mean, he's doing that.
I know.
Yeah. He's he's so good. I got to see him play live with a band called the Time Jumpers.
Yep.
It's like, this, it's an old country western swing kind of thing. And it's on 3rd and Lindsley on Monday nights in Nashville. They play every night and he's not always there, but once in a while he shows up and we got lucky. I mean, we were sitting from me to you away from the stage and all of a sudden this guy, I didn't recognize him. He had like a goatee and this guy walks in holding a guitar amp and a guitar, just comes in, puts his stuff on stage. And I'm like, that's Vince Gill. Like, holy crap. This is, yeah, it was amazing.
He's got his own place too, doesn't he? In Nashville?
I'm not sure. Probably. Everybody who doesn't have their own bar in Nashville now.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I don't know where they're even putting them. They're putting them on top of each other. They literally are. Like, there's a bar, and then there's a bar, and then there's a bar. Yeah, it's crazy. So, yeah.
Have you ever been to Branson, Missouri?
No, I've never been to Branson, no. I would love to, though.
Yeah, they've... Yeah, anyone who can't get into Nashville and open up a joint has got them. And they're like... They're not really bars. They're like theaters. And... You know, the population is like, I don't know, 1,200 in the, you know, in the heat of the summer. You know, it's right next to the Ozarks.
Yeah.
But, you know, come wintertime, they got every fast food joint you can imagine.
I bet.
And
they got all those flat pickers, too. Those bluegrass guitar players.
Yeah.
You know?
35,000-40,000 people there anytime. And
crazy.
So.
Yeah.
It's been a joy. Can you take us out with something?
Sure. Yeah, let me think here.
Before, I just want to say... check his schedule. You're in Mosinee, March 6th. You're in Waupaca, the 15th.
Yeah.
Of course, Hodag here on the 13th. Medford on the 20th. Park Falls. This is July. Park Falls on the 31st. That's a Wednesday. And then Excellent in the end of
Excellent.
Like Labor Day.
Is probably one of my favorite shows of the year.
Really?
I've done it. This is the fifth year in a row now. And it's called Trout Fest. It's so much fun. It's
just outside of Bruce, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's not far, and it's...
Right in the chip.
Yep, and it's at a Rod and Gun Club out in the country, this little pavilion, and the people show up. It's so much fun, yeah.
Yeah, there have been a few mud fests there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep, there has.
So, no, thanks for the time.
Yeah,
I know you're
absolutely
a busy guy, but...
I'm trying to think of what to take it out on here. I'm going to do another cover song, if that's all right.
Yeah.
This is one I wanted to sing when I was on TV, and they wouldn't let me, so.
For the FCC election.
We'll find out.
People say I'm no good, crazy as a loon. As I get stoned in the morning, I get drunk in the afternoon. Kind of like my old kind of like to lay around in the shade. And I ain't got no money, but I'm damn sure I got it made. Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. If you don't like the way I'm living, then just leave this long. Talking on TV, cutting down rock and roll. Wants me to send a donation, said he's worried about my soul. He said Jesus walked on water. Well, I know that is true. Sometimes I think that old preacher man, well, I could do a little walking too. Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. girl wants to flirt. A rich man goes to college, and a poor man goes to work. A drunkard wants another drink of wine, and a politician wants a vote. Well, I don't want much of nothing at all, but I will take another toke, 'cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.